Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night. I'm your host tonight for Prophetic Grace Network's Sunday Night Show. This is Angela Joy. Glad you all are out there with me, listening, connected in to what God wants to do tonight. And praise God, I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, guys, it has been, woo, what a day. But I pressed my way on in, and I'm in here. Thank you, God. Glad that you all are able to join me, and if you are listening by computer and you want to call in, you can dial 319-527-6027. If you're listening and you want to call in, that's the number you need to call, 319-527-6027, and if you like to have me pray with you and you're a first-time caller, or you want to let me know you've got something you want to have us agree with you in prayer for and you want to make sure you get in, you can text me at the 214. Let me go back to it. I don't know why I have a problem remembering that number, but you could always give us a text and let us know that you're there, and that would be at the 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. So I hope everyone had a great Sunday. I did. We had a rainy day yesterday, but today was a beautiful sunny day, and I was just happy to be out and about and, you know, just seeing what God is doing and, you know, being a part of what he did today in services. So I am so happy to be able to make it with you all tonight. So we're going to believe that everything that God wants to have accomplished tonight, it will be done. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And so, again, this is Angela Joy, and I'm your host. So I'm going to pray. Father God, we just thank you tonight for the callers that are already in place to have me agree with them in prayer. And, Lord, as I always ask, I pray that everyone that's on the line listening will also be in agreement with the prayers that we're praying and be in agreement with the callers and their petitions. And we just expect great and mighty things to happen. That's just the kind of God we serve. He's a great and mighty God, and we expect great and mighty things to happen. So thank you all so much for calling in. And even those who are just listening, Lord, we just bless them. We just pray that, Lord, something will be said that will cause them to, you know, grow in you, even if they don't receive a personal prayer. They are there to receive whatever God is ministering to them through what is being said tonight. So, God, we just thank you for that. Excuse me. We just thank you for Prophet Randy Chandler and the ministry team and for Prophet Randy's wife and Julie and his family and, you know, the ministry team here. We're a family. So, God, we just thank you for the family of Prophetic Grace Network. You all who call in, all of those who call in, Lord, we thank you for them being a part of the family of God that's connected with Prophetic Grace Network, excuse me, PGN, and we're expecting for some great things to happen with this network as God continues to give Prophet Randy insight and wisdom on how and what to do. So we just give you glory tonight. We thank you for your spirit that will permeate the atmosphere. Excuse me, y'all. Got dry all of a sudden. that will go out in the airways and change the atmosphere for those who are listening. And we just thank you for it. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, guys, pray for me. All of a sudden, I was fine. I wasn't coughing. Now I'm coughing. It's got to go in Jesus' name. I see we have a number of callers that are already in with their hands up. And so I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm not going to talk long. I'm just going to throw some stuff out because right before I got on the phone, I had someone call me. I hadn't heard from him in I don't know when. And we did, there was a three-way call, conference call. And I talked to her sister, you know, periodically, pretty, you know, we were real close growing up as far as in middle school and stuff. Excuse me, their father was in the military. They moved away, but we stayed in contact with each other for many years. But her sister lives in Pennsylvania. I hadn't talked to her in maybe a few years. But anyway, all of a sudden this evening, right before I got ready to get on the show, you know, they called and we had a three-way conference. And, you know, I don't really understand what it was about, but, you know, I trust God that something that I said, you know, caused her to, you know, look at things in a more spiritual way. You know, she was really in a frantic and a panic about, you know, the pandemic and the vaccine and, you know, I don't know. It just, she was just kind of in a little, I don't know, confusion. You know, I basically said, you know, I'm not getting caught up in the fear of this world. I'm not going to get caught up in fear. I am going to be wise. I'm going to, you know, try to do my best to do what I think the Lord would have me do to keep myself safe. You know, I've been taking supplements for years off and on, you know, and really pretty consistently over the last few years. I added back echinacea. I hadn't been taking that. I added it back, and I had added back zinc because I used to take zinc before and vitamin D. So I just started becoming more consistent with those things, and I told her, you know, I'm just going to do what I feel like the Lord is leading me to do to protect myself. I'm not interested in the vaccine, and, of course, that offended her. I don't know, but it offended her. And so, you know, and she was giving me all these reasons why I should, and you know what? And if anybody wants to take it, that's their business. I don't have, you know, that's what you feel like God wants you to do to stay safe. That is fine with me. With as far as I'm concerned, I don't. They haven't told me that it's going to keep me from getting COVID-19 if I take it. So I never took a flu shot until a few years back when I had to go in and out of the hospital to help patients and to deal with people who were having crisis. And then I was required by the job to take a flu shot. But I never had the flu shot. I never had the flu. I, you know, and so I pretty much try to keep myself, you know, healthy. I've got some stuff going on, but I know God is a healer. But my thing was she was just in a frantic and a panic about the whole thing, you know, putting all her hope, all of her trust, all of her everything into this vaccine. You know, and if somebody wants to take it, that's fine. But my hope is not in the vaccine. My hope is in Jesus. My hope is in the one who created me, who knows more about me than any doctor could begin. And, of course, we use doctors. I'm not against medical science. My son went to medical school. He's a doctor. And I am happy that he was able to go through all those years of training and get that. That is awesome. But I love Jesus, and I trust in Jesus, and I trust in God, and I believe he's going to lead, and he's going to guide, and he's going to direct me to do what's best for me. And so, you know, she was just, and I thought, well, she's just of a different mindset. Her whole hope is in our government protecting her and taking care of her and doing what's best for her. And fine, there are fine people in government, but they're not my hope. And I was just trying to get that across to her. They are not my salvation. Jesus is my salvation. He is my hope. And whatever is going on in this earth, he has the final say concerning what's concerning me when I've given my life over to him. So she got real quiet, you know, in a sense, because she didn't have really anything to come back at me with. Because you can't come back at me by something that I know is truth. And you say it's true. So let's look to Jesus. So just pray for her, you know, pray for all of those out there who are really putting their hope in man, even when they say they know God. I mean, she says she's a Christian, she loves God. Don't be in a panic and a frantic if you love Jesus, because that means you're not trusting him. You're not walking with him in the way he wants you to walk with him, leaning not to your own understanding, but looking to him who's the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who's our hope. He is our hope. So I don't know. Maybe I got that phone call right before tonight's show because I needed to say that. I don't know. But, guys, I know that we who love God, he is looking after us when we put our hope and our trust in him. So anyway, I don't know if that helped anybody, but she just kind of got me in a little tizzy. And then I started thinking about, you know, earlier today I had a few things that just was kind of out of sort, kind of went kind of wacky, and I'm thinking, crucify this flesh, Joy. Angela Joy, you need to crucify that flesh. You just letting stuff agitate you and irritate you, you know, little things. First of all, it wasn't so much of a little thing. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I couldn't find my charger to my phone, which I needed for tonight. So my son said, you know, he had one, but I know he had borrowed mine before. He said he put it back. I didn't find it. So I'm running around the house looking for that because I know I needed to charge my phone. And then, you know, just some other little quirky things, you know, just happened. And I'm thinking, Joy, you've got to crucify this flesh. You cannot let, you know, the enemy come in and just kind of like throw you off track. You know, you have got to, you know, and I'm thinking, well, is it because of my age? You know, I'm getting older. I'm not able to deal with situations the way I used to, especially with these kids. You know, I've got had my grandkids over here and my little Denyla Joy. She's full of joy, but she's interesting. So anyway, I had, you know, situations with the kids and just trying to stay focused and trying to, you know, not handle things out of the flesh when they kind of got on my last nerve almost. I was trying to say, okay, no, Nanny Joy, you've got to exemplify Christ because they're looking. So, man, I had to be on guard today. So y'all pray for me because I don't know. And so, you know, that the scripture, you know, Galatians, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I reminded myself that this flesh needs to be crucified. Hallelujah. Glory, y'all pray with me, hallelujah, that the flesh be crucified. Huh. And do I not know that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in it is God, the Holy Spirit, my God, that I am being taken over, hallelujah, with the dwelling of the Holy Spirit that's in me, who came from God. And I am not my own. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just tried to get myself in a mindset where I would just try to focus in on being an example for Christ, an example of Christ, you know. And, you know, I had to remember that today, tonight, when I was talking to that friend. I was thinking, like, man, I got pretty radical because I'm just thinking, like, I'm not around a whole lot of people where I discuss a whole lot of things about why I believe what I believe, but, you know, it just had to come out tonight, and I was pretty stern with it. I mean, it was like, basically, I don't want to hear that because I want to believe that God is supreme over everything, and I do believe it, and I want to walk like it. I want to talk like it. I want to be like it. I am wanting to be totally absorbed by the Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Holy Ghost in me so that I can project that to others. So I don't have to get in a panic and a frenetic and a fear about what is going on around me. Why? Because he is my peace. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. He is my joy. Hallelujah. My God. He is my everything. And when I am consumed and I'm wrapped up in him and I'm enveloped into the Spirit of God, the presence of God, what can penetrate? What can take over? What can supersede what God has for me? Ha! Glory be to God. And if God be for me, who can be against me? The devil is a liar. He doesn't reign supreme. He doesn't have the final say about what's going on with me. God does. And I'm going to keep him in focus. I'm going to focus in on God. I'm not going to focus in on the coronavirus. I'm not going to focus in on the financial state that I might be in. I'm not going to focus in on family members who want to just do what they want to do. Ha! And not even when the word of God has gone forth to show them that he is God. I can't focus in on that. I've got to focus in on the fact that I've got to remain steadfast in him, unmovable, always abounding. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can't focus in on negativity. There's too much going on around that I could grab hold of and just be negative. But I've made up my mind that Christ, my God, help me. Jesus, thank you, Lord. You are the focus that I need to have my eyes and my mind on. Jesus, glory. Well, we got some more people on the line. If you want to call in, it's 319-527-6027. You need to press 1. And that'll put you in the prayer queue, and I'll be able to agree with you. And I'm asking everyone who's on to be able to be there to agree as well. And we just want to invite you all to just be a part of what's going on. It's not just a one-man show. It's the only man show, and his name is Jesus. I'm just here as a vessel to be used, because there's nothing that I have that I can give that's going to make any real effect. But he has everything. And so we're going to look to him. We're going to look to Jesus. I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to be back with you all in just a bit, and may talk a little bit more, but then, you know, of course, we'll take our calls and may have another song. But I just want to give people a chance to get in. Sometimes they come in a little bit late, so we don't want them to miss anything of what God is doing. So praise you, Jesus, and we just go after you, God, with everything, everything that we have. Hallelujah.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit is. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are King of Kings, and I love you more than any other, so much more than any. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Hey, you alone are my strength. You're my strength, Jesus. Hey, you're the K-A-M-A. You're my strength, Jesus. See, I know okay. In weakness, you're my strength. In a storm, you're my strength. In trials, you're my strength. In problems and pain, in tears and shame, you're my strength, Jesus. Oh, you alone, you are my strength, my shield.
Oh, no, 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 no,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. As the deer panteth after the water. Hallelujah. You know, and the part of that, you know, scripture is like, he's our strength and he's our shield. And I kind of think about like what I was just talking about. You know, as far as, just bear with me for a moment here. As I was just saying earlier, you know, talking to, you know, that lady, friend of mine, you know, how she's chosen to put her trust in the system being her strength, giving her the strength and being a shield for what she needs. And I'm not trying to be super Christian, and I am trying to be sensitive to what God is saying to us as believers. We are to put our trust and believe that he is our shield and he is our protector, and that we can expect him to be true to his word. Hallelujah. So, you know, tonight, you know, I don't know what it might, you might be going through. I don't know what your situation is. You know, I got on tonight. I wasn't really sure, you know, what was going to be said or what I was going to say. And, you know, that call came and it just had me focus in on the fact that we've got to trust God in every, you know, situation. It doesn't matter what's going on. We've got to trust him. We've got to look to Jesus. We've got to put all our hope and our trust in the fact that he is God and he's able to do just what he said he would do. So be encouraged tonight. You know, just look to God no matter what you're going through. There's something, you know, going on in the atmosphere, and I'm believing it's the Spirit of God that's moving through the airways that is causing us to focus in on Jesus tonight. So let's just focus in on God. I also wanted to say that, you know, no matter what you're going through, your heart may be broken. You may be dealing with some situations and some circumstances that, you know, just have come and it's kind of been an overwhelming experience for you. But just realize that, you know, God is drawn to you. You know, the Lord, in Psalms 34, it says the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and he will save such as be of a contrite spirit. So God sees what you're going through. He knows what you might be dealing with that would appear to be overwhelming, but it can't overwhelm God. It can't move God out of position of being God. He won't stop being God just because your problem seems to be astronomical. He won't stop being God because you can't handle it. He'll be God because you can't. When we let him. So, Lord, I just thank you tonight for those who are calling in. And, again, this is Angela Joy. If you would like for me to agree with you in prayer, you can call in at 319-527-6027, and you can press 1, and I will be able to see that and pray with you. And or if you want to just listen, hey, that's fine as well. But if you are on here, let's just be involved with what God is doing tonight by praying along with me as I take the calls tonight. I'm just blessed to be here tonight. I just thank God. You know, I was looking over the years, thinking about the years that God first connected me with Prophetic Grace Network, and it was almost from the very beginning, a few months, I believe, probably 6 months, maybe less, when Prophet Randy started the blog talk show. And, you know, my own personal experience was that I was in a very hard place at that time. I was hurting emotionally because of some things that had transpired. And I just remember that I first had, I was working from home then as well, and I was looking, somehow I ended up on the website, or I saw his picture, and it kind of startled me because, you know, I thought, what is this, you know? I had always been pretty much intrigued by the prophetic, and I had been around ministries that were involved with prophetic teachings and that kind of thing. But, you know, I saw that, and, you know, it was this picture of Prophet Randy, and I looked and I thought, what is that? So I just quickly, like, shut it down. And then I remember, you know, things had not changed a whole lot in my situation. And I remember I had just finished working again, and it somehow I ended up back there again. It was like, it seems like the Lord said, you know, remember that, you know, and I was like, and I think I must have saved it. And I pulled it up, and I called Prophet Randy, and he prayed with me, and I've been, you know, just, you know, it's just been such an adventure ever since. Just, you know, having the word spoken over me, things being unlocked, and God doing things that, you know, I had no idea of what he was doing, but I knew he was doing something. And then just watching the network grow, watching, you know, how God would use him and other people that God connected, you know, with PGN. And it has been such a blessing. I don't know if you're a new caller tonight or not, but I'm telling you, this has been, and the years have gone by, and it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but I know it's over 10 years. And it has been the most wonderful experience that I've ever had, you know, on like it's like being on a journey with God, you know, just walking with God on a journey with someone that he has chosen to kind of help walk with us to show us how to get a revelation from the Word of God. And it has been such a blessing. I don't know how many of you all have been a part of, that are listening tonight, that have been a part of Prophetic Grace Network for a while, but it has been a true blessing for me. And so I just know that you're still here because of that as well. So we look forward to what God is going to do with Prophetic Grace Network. I was thinking about that earlier today. I had not seen until recently the pictures of the studio that, you know, we're believing God to just give over to us, and we're making great headway in that. And I just thought about, wow, God, look at you. You're just so awesome, God. You're just so awesome. I never in my mind or imagination could have fathomed what you were going to do with and through me and through this ministry by that making that call, that one call many years ago. And I say many years, and it's like, wow, it's been like so life-changing. Like, it hasn't been that long, but it has. But in light of what's going on, it hasn't. So I'm just encouraging you all who've been a part of Prophetic Grace Network, those who are just connecting and those who are listening who may not have a clue what I'm talking about, realize that God has his hand on Prophetic Grace Network. This is not some fly-by-night something that just popped up and, you know, some man came up with some idea. This is God's hand placed on something that he is using that's touching the world. And you are a part of it. Even if you're just listening, you're a part of something happening in this world through your lifetime that's affecting the body of Christ. And just know that God is doing something, and you're connected. I'm just so excited about, I was just thinking about so much about what God is doing and what he's done with Prophetic Grace Network. And so I just want you all to realize, continue that, and continue to pray and believe that God is, this is only the beginning, I believe, of what God is going to do here through PGN and those who are connected. So amen. I'm going to play one more song. I'll be taking calls in just a few minutes, and I'll be believing with you that God is going to show up and show you how he wants you to walk through your situation and be at peace in it, even in if it seems like it's nothing but a bunch of turmoil. But know that God is with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you, and especially in the midst when you're, of your situation when you're calling on him. So amen. So I'll be right back with you, and we know who we serve. He's a wonderful Savior, wonderful, wonderful Savior, the Lamb of God.
I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. And yes, I will lift you high. Yes, I will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we said earlier, he's drawn to those who are of a broken heart. And we will praise him in the midst of whatever circumstances. God is drawn to those who are of a contrite spirit, heart broken. God is drawn to that. So we know that tonight, if you have, you know, a situation or issue, we know that God is sensitive to you and he's able to heal that broken heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so we're going to get ready to take callers, and I just thank God for everyone being on, and we've got some more callers that did just join us. So if you are on and you would like prayer, 319, of course, you're already on, or you could be listening by computer, 319-527-6027, 319-527-6027, and press 1, and I will be able to see that you want prayer, and I will be agreeing with you. Amen. All right, so let me go ahead and start with our first caller. And bear with me for just a couple minutes here. I have a pet that is being a little distracting. And so just bear with me while I get him settled. And then I'm going to call on, let's see, that I think the first caller is going to be 251 342. All right, bear with me. You know, it's something when you inherit something that you didn't really ask for. I've got a pet that I seem like I've gotten that I didn't want. But anyway, we're going to love him. Amen. Amen. So here we are. We're going with the 251. This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hi there, Latrice. Thank you for calling in. Such a pleasure to always have you come in on the calls. Amen. Amen. So we're just going to pray and hallelujah. Thank you for Latrice tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you for the rest and the peace, Lord, and the regeneration, the replenishing. The refreshing, Lord, that you're sending her way. Hallelujah. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the rain, refreshing of the Holy Spirit, and the rain that is going to saturate her and rejuvenate her. You know, it's like when rain comes, we had a lot yesterday. You know, when rain comes, you know, it could be kind of dark and gloomy even while it's raining. But after the rain, hallelujah, there's a refreshing. Sometimes the air just seems to be easier and to breathe, or it's just like a lightness. There's growth with rain. There is new life that can come from rain and the saturation of rain. And so, Lord, I thank you for raining on Latrice. I thank you for raining on her life. Raining on her life, so whenever it looks as if things are dry or barren, or there's nothing coming forth, or it seems to be slow growth, God, I thank you for raining on her situation, raining on her life, that she will see, and even in the spirit eye, not necessarily with her natural eye, but with the spirit eye, she'll be able to see that, God, you are doing something to bring her into a new place of growth and life, just growth and life, life in Christ that will go out and cause people to see that there has been growth and a refreshing in her and have a desire to be a part of what God is doing in and through her, because they understand that there's something going on with her that they desire, and that she can always point them to Jesus to let them know he is the one who refreshes. He's the one who rejuvenates. He's the one who brings forth new life. He's the one who will bring rivers in your desert. Hallelujah. Rivers in the desert, in your dry places. My God, he knows how to have streams and rivers in your dry places to bring life forth that no life was there before. Why? Because the Spirit of God has rained down on it. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord, for raining on Latrice, that she will be an example of that tree planted by the living waters. Hallelujah. My God. A tree that has received the rain of God and continue to sprout and glow and grow, even in a season where it looks like it wouldn't happen. So thank you, Lord, for the refreshing. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the rain. Hallelujah. Thank you for the rain. Hallelujah. Thank you for her life and what you are doing in and through her, in Jesus' name. Well,
hi, honey. How are you?
I am well.
Go, God.
You know, like I said earlier, you know, we really have to, you know, we just have to realize that, you know, we are in the flesh, a fleshly body, and if we don't have Jesus and constantly trying to stay connected to the Spirit, you know, this flesh is a mess.
Amen.
This flesh is a mess. Don't let anybody fool you. This flesh is a mess. And don't think that there's anything that's anything good in this flesh without God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, you know, I was reminded of that today. As I dealt with some situations, that Angela Joy, your flesh can be a mess, but without Jesus, you're all right. You can, you with Jesus, you're all right. Without him, that flesh is a mess.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just thankful for Jesus tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anything you want to share with us, Latrice?
It is well. Just continue to play my strength. It's been a couple of weeks, but God, I have to trust the plan. Even though I can't see his hand, I'm going to still trust the plan. Will I trust him? So
amen.
Just pressing my way through.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But
good.
He's well able.
Yes. And that's right, because you're well able and you keep pressing. You're not stopping. You're going to keep pressing. You know why you're going to press, Latrice? Because you know that pressing on, there's something down the road for you.
Oh, yes.
You're
going to
press because that's what we do. We just press. We just go on, you know, and it is well.
Tell the Lord, thank you.
Amen. We tell the Lord. You sound a little bit more, I guess, rested tonight. I don't know. I feel a rest in your voice, a rest, like you're resting in God, even though it might be some things that, you know, are still going on, and there are things we still have to deal with, but I just feel a sense of rest in you, a rest, because I understand sometimes with me, sometimes I struggle, and I had a particular situation, I just felt like I was struggling, struggling with trying to just, you know, hear the voice of God in the situation. And then the situation really hadn't gotten a whole lot better with this person. But I feel like I've turned them over, and so I'm resting. I'm not trying to wrestle with it in my own strength and in my own flesh. And so I've accepted Jesus' rest and let him have it. And so I don't know who's listening tonight, but if there's something that you're really dealing with and it's kind of wearing you thin, that means you haven't really begun to rest in God about it.
Amen.
You rest in God about it, you can it'll still be there, and you still are expecting God to do something because you trust him, but you're not trying to carry it on your own, in your own strength and in your own flesh. So there you'll see and you'll understand, because you'll sense a rest. Yeah, situation may look the same, but you'll be able to rest in the fact that God is who he says he is. And so,
amen.
I sense, you know, that kind of going on with you, Latrice. You, you know, you're looking for God to do some things, but you've understood some things about resting. So, amen. I thank God for that, for you.
Amen. I thank God for you, Angela Joy. And
thank you
again for all your prayers and all your efforts and everything you do. And
amen.
You have a good remainder of the evening.
All right, Latrice, and I'm so glad you were able to call in. I look forward to talking to you each time. So thank you, and have a great week.
Amen. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Amen, people. We just have to, you know, rest in God and trust God, even when it looks like nothing is going on. We've got to learn to rest in him. And with that in mind, a lot of times when we are able to do that, you know, it just opens up the door for the Spirit of God to just come in and become more magnified in the situation, because we've realized that we need to step out of the way and let God come in and do what he needs to do. And we may not see it in a timing or a particular, you know, time frame that we expect it to happen, but that doesn't mean that God isn't doing anything. That doesn't mean that God is not on top of the situation. It just means that there are some things going on that we don't understand, but he could be very well developing something in us as we wait. You know, I think about, you know, when a mother is carrying a child for a period of time, and you know, you can't see that baby. Well, now with technology, you know, they do the sonograms and all of that, and they're way more advanced than they were when I was having children, but you can see that the features and all of that. But before then, you know, you couldn't see what was going on inside of that mother and that womb. You just had to trust that everything was working out the way it needed to work out. And so that's how we have to be, you know, with God. We can't see what's going on, but we just have to trust that everything is working out just the way he said it would work out. You know, we carried that baby for 9 months. You know, we trust that it's a baby in there. You know, because back in the day, you know, they didn't have all this advanced technology. You just had to trust that what was going on in there was happening the way it needed to happen. And that's the way it is. We got to trust. We got to realize, too, we're carriers. We're impregnated with some things that God has given us. You know, we're impregnated with vision. We're impregnated with dreams and hopes and desires and places and destinations that he's taken us to. And we can't see it, but we just got to trust God that this thing is going to come to full formation in the season and at the time that it's supposed to come, and it's going to come out doing what it needs to do. We're going to give birth to some stuff. No, we can't see inside of us, in the spirit, in our inside, what's going on. We just have to trust God that if the word says it's happening, it's happening. When the doctor said I was pregnant, I couldn't see in there. At first, you know, they could hardly see in there. I just had to trust the fact that I was carrying something. We got to trust the fact that we're carriers. We're carriers. Hallelujah. We've got to go forth with faith, knowing we carry what God says. He says he's put in us, and it's going to come to pass when he says it's supposed to. Hallelujah. Let's go on to 803-991.
This is Angela Joy.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela Joy. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm on here tonight. That's a big plus. You said you're in North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South. I thought you said South. Yeah, you're not too far. Okay. Well, praise God. Well, yeah, amen, 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 Angela. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I just said that little word, and for some reason I just connected that word with you. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what you feel like God is calling you to do or in particular, but I just heard in my spirit man, like, pregnant with vision. And, you know, you just go forth, you know, however God directs you or leads you. Like, he's given you some things and some visions and some dreams. And it doesn't look like all the time that it looks like you're on track with that. But be encouraged to know that it doesn't matter what it looks like. And it doesn't matter if it, you know, doesn't look like I'm on track. God is the track keeper, and he's the record keeper, and he knows exactly what is needed and when it's needed and what's due and when it's due. And so, God, I just speak over Angela tonight that every dream and vision that she's had, everything that the enemy has even tried to distort or even cause to, you know, not even be in clarity, God, I thank you for clarity coming forth in the name of Jesus, that she can see those things that God has said that she's going to do and what she needs and what she's supposed to have. She will see it, and she will see it in a way that she's never seen it before. And God, I just thank you, Lord, and I be in agreement with her as far as whatever she puts her hands to, that it will stay until the work is done. She will not look back. She will put her hand to the plow, and she will go forth, and she will not look back. She won't be concerned about what man says or what man is saying about it or what's not happening or what looks like it won't happen. But she is going to be focused in on the fact that if God said it, it settles it, and it's, as far as she's concerned with the word of God, it's done. So, Lord, I just thank you tonight for clarity, for giving her clarity. Even things that, you know, she's seen and it hasn't really been clear as far as what God wants her to do in the next, or he's going to do with the next move or with her next move. But, God, just give her clarity on that and show her that it's not by what she can see with her natural eye, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And, Lord, let her just have that just downloaded in her tonight, that she is walking by faith and not by sight, and she will trust God in every season of her life. And so, Lord, I thank you for Angela tonight. I thank you for her just holding fast to the word of God and believing that God is true and he doesn't lie. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So how's it going, Angela?
Amen. Thank you so much, Angela Joy. Amen. I receive it. Everything is good.
Amen.
It's good. Yeah, I heard you come on talking about the vaccines earlier.
Okay.
I was watching a document on that today earlier myself, and
share that with
me. And yeah, it was really, really good. It was about a ministry called Revelations of Jesus Christ, and he really broke it down with the vaccine, the mark of the beast, and all that stuff. So it was really?
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was very eye opening, and it just really it's really sad that to people are not aware of what they're putting in their bodies. They have no clue. And the doctor herself who works with these people, she said that this vaccine has never been tested on humans before.
And
they're not even tested on animals. Yeah, so.
Yes.
So it's no joke. It's going to change your RNA, your DNA. We have RNA and DNA in our cells, but this vaccine is what's going to change it. It's going to change your DNA. It's going to cut you off from really God, the kingdom of God. And I mean, there's some other stuff to it, but the vaccine itself is it's not good. It's not good for any human being to take. And the doctor, she said it herself. She said this is not something you should put in your body, period. And she said she surprised a lot of doctors and nurses. The ones who are saying it, you know, they're being scrutinized, or they're being, you know, their job, they're losing their jobs, or they're being very persecuted for it. So you don't hear on the news a doctor saying, no, don't take the vaccine. You don't hear that. You hear them saying, take it. It's safe. But that's not true.
Wow. I mean, you are just – so can you give us some information about as far as where did you find that information? Because that's almost exactly what I was telling this person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the revelationsofjesuschrist.com.
Oh, really?
Revelations of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
God named his brother Ward, a very strong man of God. He's a revelator, I think. He's walked with God a long time. He's about 20 years, but he breaks it down. He has people – like I said, the doctor who's on there today, I think he did this document last year. Maybe it's my first time seeing it today, but she breaks down everything. The whole, when you watch it, it's like about 2 or 3 hours long, but you won't leave the screen when you start watching it because you're like, what? And a lot of people don't know. I mean, if I wasn't tuned in to this ministry, to seeking God on my own, I would have missed it because, you know, people were thinking, oh, this is going to protect me. This is going to keep me safe. No. It's not going to keep you safe. I heard on the news the other day that at this health facility, everyone there had took the vaccine except for one person. So they said the one person who didn't take it, they claimed this person got the COVID virus, and everybody who had the vaccine also got the COVID virus. So what's the point of taking the vaccine if everybody's got the COVID virus still? What is the point? I don't get that. But, yeah, it was on nightly news the other night, so I was like, wow. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's called revelationsofjesuschrist.com, and, yeah, it's a real eye opener, and they took it off of Facebook. You can't even share it because they won't let you share it. They banned it from sharing it on Facebook, so you can't get it out to people. If you don't search for it, you'll miss it. But yeah, it's revelationsofjesuschrist.com. And
you know what? This is God. This is God. I feel God in this. Hey guys, y'all are listening.
Yeah.
I just felt the presence of God all over me. If you all are listening, I just feel like you are right here at this time to hear this information because I hadn't talked to Angela earlier, but you are saying almost exact same thing I just said to this woman, and I didn't even have the information. I had some of the information or knew of the information, some of it that you just mentioned. As far as, you know, this particular, the revelation of JesusChrist.com, I didn't know anything about it, but, you know, I just felt in my spirit, and I'll just share this briefly because I just believe that God wants me to share it. I just feel the presence of God all over, you know, me, Angela. And I think also that, you know, God is placing, you know, his people in places to get information to share with the body of Christ because we're connected. We're a part of the body, and I just bless you for sharing that. But anyway, like, I was talking to this person, and I began to tell her, well, I told her exactly what you just said. I knew that I had heard from the news media that taking the vaccine, and they're playing it down, but there's some information out there that you can look up. And it will tell you that taking the vaccine does not prohibit you from getting COVID-19. And so my rational thinking is, why would I want to take a vaccine when it's not like when we were coming up and they say, well, we'll give you the shot for the measles so you don't get it. Well, you didn't get the measles because you got vaccinated, right? It worked.
Right.
And it had been checked and tested for a long period of time. But, you know, so what's the point of me taking something when you're telling me it's not going to prohibit me from getting this virus? And on top of that, I'm going to be putting something in my body that has not been tested, on man or animal. So you don't have a clue what's going to happen to me.
That's right.
I have a friend of mine who works in the medical field, and she began to, she's a prayer warrior, and she began to talk about how she was praying over her family and other people against the spirit of fear that's trying to overtake them, because a lot of people are operating in fear when they go get this because they're afraid they're going to get COVID.
Right.
And so it's a fear thing. And we as Christians know fear does not come from God.
Right.
I mean,
amen.
We do have a fear of who he is as far as, he's God and he's someone to be in awe of and feared. But as far as something like this, that's not of God.
No.
You know, that's not of God.
Right.
And I told her, I said, well, and I mean, I got kind of way out there, and y'all bear with me because I was way out there with her. I said, listen, they're training our minds to be receptive to whatever is on the forefront that's going to be coming our way. I said, there are people who are being put in a mindset of believing that whatever they offer us is going to be best for us. And so when the Antichrist comes, our society will already be trained to take what is offered because why? They know what's best for us. So it's going to be easy for people to just get into the position of being taken over
brainwashed.
By the government, brainwashed, because they're going to just have this mindset of they know what's best for us. And I saw in my mind when I was talking to her, people lined up like for the slaughter. They were lining up for the slaughter. They didn't even realize they were being lined up to be slaughtered, but they were lining up just like, sheep to a slaughter. They were just lined up to be slaughtered. They didn't even realize that this was something that was being set up for their demise. And I began to tell her that, and she was like, she became actually almost speechless because she had nothing to combat it with. You know, because like you said, it hasn't been tested on animals. It hasn't been tested on humans. I mean, vaccines that have been given us when we were children growing up, these things have been tested for years before they give it to anybody. And here within COVID's only been in this nation, this is the second year. So within maybe 6 months, they've come up with something.
Right.
And they already said it hasn't been tested. Yeah. So.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, I believe this is something that God is wanting his people to hear tonight, because I didn't have any plans on going this route until – I didn't even plan on mentioning that until she called me. And like I said, it was somebody I hadn't talked to in a number of years, and she was – and this is the other thing she told me. So I said, well, guys, we haven't seen each other in a while. The first thing she said to me – because, we went to middle school together, and I said, her sister lives in Atlanta, and I said, well, it'd be nice if we could get together. She says to me, have you had the vaccine? I was like, no, and I'm not getting it. And I said, so if you think that I have to have a vaccine to see you, and what you've taken is no guarantee that you don't have it and won't give it to me, why do you think I need to take a vaccine? I said, well, guess what? We won't be seeing each other, will we?
Right.
She said, have you had
right. If she goes to watch what I watched today, I guarantee if she can walk away from that and not have a second thought about going to get it, then God bless her. But if you watch that documentary, I'm telling you, it would change your whole perspective of what you think about the vaccine. And you won't get it if you have wisdom about you. If God is with you, you'll be like, oh, my gosh, I'm not putting that in my body. Because it's a lot deeper than what people think. It's not just a vaccine. They're setting it up for something bigger than a vaccine. It has this thing called Luciferian rays in it. That's what they're going to come out with next. But it's really deep. It's really deep. And it's about a 2 or 3 hour documentary. I mean, I had to take a break from it because it was so very intense. It's very intense. And this guy, he goes into detail. He takes you to scripture. I mean, it's something everybody needs to watch. I'm going to try to get it for my family to watch also. But, it's nothing to play with. It's not a joke. It's for real. And it's very it's going to make you really get serious with God. If you don't have a serious relationship with God, it's going to make you get serious with God.
Well, I'm definitely going to look for that. In fact, I'm going to forward the link to her and her sister. Her sister was a little bit more mellow about it. She was saying, well, I don't know if she's taking it or not or if she plans on it. But, you know, I told her, I said, I'm working with the company right now, and I said they are prohibiting people from going to certain, I better not say too much. But anyway, the organization has made a decision that you won't be able to participate in these activities or going to these places unless you show proof that you've had the vaccine. And I told her, I said, listen, I said, that's just the beginning. The next thing you know, it'll be just like what the Word of God says as far as you won't be able to buy and sell unless you've taken what we've given you.
Right.
And I say, this is the beginning of what the Word of God says about being able to buy and sell in the last days because you have not taken the mark. I say, so they're telling me now, and it's not just this organization that I work with. There are some other organizations that have already set up rules and regulations that if you have not taken the vaccine, you're going to be prohibited from something. So, you know, who's to say that next year they can say, well, you know, they'll say, well, you can, I work from home, but, you know, there will be certain jobs that say, well, we won't be able to keep you on because you have, and you don't have anything to do with the medical field. And I can understand medical field in a sense, but, you know, just a regular job working at a convenience store, well, we'll have to fire you because you haven't taken the vaccine. You know,
right.
It's going to get extreme. And so with this particular organization that I'm with, these people, you know, they've spent a lot of money, and they won't be able to participate in this particular event, and they've already spent money on it because if they can't prove they haven't taken the vaccine or they have taken it, they won't be allowed to participate, and they're just going to lose their money.
Wow.
And it's getting serious.
Yeah, because last week I went to go buy groceries at Walmart, and I'm paying for my groceries at the counter, and right when you hit the button to go hit pay, cash, credit, whatever, you hit the thing, and right before it takes me to that screen, I see chip. A little screen came across said chip. Like they're setting the machines up. If you have it, you know, just yes. I went and texted my family immediately and told them, I said, I just left Walmart. I said, before I went to pay for my groceries, I hit the screen to go pay, and right before it took me to the screen to hit, you know, to pay your charge, cash, whatever, it flashed so fast, but I saw it. It was in black and white. And I saw the word chip. So, oh, my gosh, I said, they're setting this up. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, right.
Definitely.
Yes. So it's like you got to have the chip to, which is what they're putting in your body with this. People think it's not the vaccine, but it's a part of it. But, yeah, they want to. I actually saw a documentary a couple of years ago, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago in Florida, where these people were at a vending machine, and they had this little tiny little chip in their finger, and they walked up to the vending machine, and they waved their finger, and the chip fell down out of the vending machine. And they thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. They were just excited, and I was like, oh, my gosh. They had this, like, a little small microchip was in their finger. And the way they're trying to set up now is that everything's going to be in your body. It's going to be like it's called Luciferian rays that they're putting in this vaccine that's coming out next, the next little patch where you get in your forehead or on your right hand or your hand. But it's like in your forehead. You can put it in your forehead. You can put it on your hand. But it's on the documentary that I watched today. I mean, when you watch it, he breaks down everything. It's like, and he's got research and stuff to back it up. It's not just something he's saying, but they banned him. You can't find him on Facebook. He said they took him off of there. And he got his own website. But he is on YouTube. I think on YouTube also. But the website is revelationofjesuschrist.com. And, yeah, he is a very strong man in the word, and he delivers the message. And if you don't get it, I don't know what could be wrong with people. If you watch that and you don't still get it, then there's just something just missing. You know,
amazing.
Breaks everything down.
Amazing.
Scripture.
Well, you know what, Angela,
so I sit here today and watch it.
I think he set this show up because, like I said, I hadn't talked to that woman in years, Mm-hmm. And I believe God is just using this show tonight to kind of have you all, whoever's listening, I don't think you're on here by accident at all. And you may have been calling in for one thing, and we're going to believe God for that one thing that you're calling in about, or how many other things you're calling about. We're going to believe God to move in on your situation. But I believe this information that, you know, just happened to come up, I didn't have any plans on discussing this at all. And I, like I said, I hadn't talked to her in maybe 3 years at least. And, you know, all of a sudden, there I have somebody on the phone. And, I mean, she's, you know, really trying to persuade me. And I said, really, do you think that people would have death threats against their life that, you know, who were offering another solution that will help and prevent us from getting COVID, and these people were getting death threats on their life because they were exposing information that can help you avoid getting the vaccine because they said you didn't have to have it? Do you think that something is kosher about that? No, there's something going on. Our government is in cahoots with some stuff. And I don't even know if that's a word, but that sounds real good. But anyway, I was trying to tell her, get it through to her. If it was something that could help us, who would want to send a death threat to somebody who was trying to help people avoid getting vaccinated for something that they don't even know will work? Because it has a lot to do with money.
Yeah.
And
sure that
money can be made, a lot of money will be made through this situation with the vaccine. And if you want to take that, fine. I'm not trying to tell you not to take it. I'm just telling you that there are people who know there are other ways to combat this, and they've gotten death threats because they wanted to give the information out. Or they'll take, like what you said, Angela, they, you know, it's been on the internet, and people, their stuff is being removed from Facebook and stuff because they don't want us to know. They don't want anybody to know because it would, first of all, it would save lives. This is diabolical when you think about it. You know, to save lives, and you're going to come against somebody and say you want to kill them because they're trying to save lives, you know, there's something that's not quite right about that. You know, so
yeah,
the
first time he said that to me, I did try to post it on my Facebook from his page and stuff, and I was like, why is this not going through? And I kept trying to put him on there, and then today when I watched the other documentary, that it's called Can You Handle the Truth is the name of the documentary. Can You Handle the Truth is the name of it. He's got a lot of them, but this is the one I watched today. And then when I watched it today, he said they took him off of Facebook. I said, that's why I couldn't share it with nobody. That's why I wasn't going through. So, yeah, they don't want people to – and there are natural things you can do to fight COVID. There's vitamin D, there's zinc, there's garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I've even heard Listerine. I've heard essential oils, which is stuff I'm into anyway. I've always been in the GNC and kind of stuff with vitamin stuff. But, natural stuff you can do. But they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to promote that.
Well,
I haven't heard anything on the news about, you know, taking vitamins
first.
Or minerals or – yeah. So.
Yeah, that's what happened at first with the doctors that were talking about the zinc and all of this, and they were the ones that got the death threat. And then on top of that, it was like they tried to say they were a bunch of kooks. So, you know, people are going to, like, we're the odd ones out. They're saying anybody who doesn't take the vaccine, we're a bunch of crazies. You know, like, we're a bunch of kooks. You know, and so that's what they said these people were. And I just recently got one. I can't think of a couple weeks ago, I think it was, really giving more credence to what we're talking about. But, yeah, I mean, the world wants to play anybody up that doesn't follow the way of the system as a bunch of crazies. That's what – and so, you know, when they can play or portray those who don't follow the rigid guidelines of, you know, the system – then we are the kooks and the crazies. And so, you know, then they'll promote that as, you know, the crazy ones are talking that don't follow the crazy ones, you know. You know, but I mean, after I talked with her, you know, she listened and she says, well, I've already taken it. So I just had to, I said, but you realize it doesn't guarantee you from getting COVID. And she says, yeah, I heard that. And I was like, okay. I said, but if you don't choose to be around me because I haven't had the vaccine, then, hey, maybe we'll see one some. We'll see each other someday in the bye-bye. I said, because I'm not taking a COVID shot so I can come see you, you know. And,
right.
Well, I guess you won't see me. Well, I guess I won't, you know. And, you know, it was just, it was like kind of crazy, I thought to myself. I was like,
it's
going to separate families. It's going to separate families.
Right, because I'm like.
Family members that say, well, I can't socialize with you anymore because you didn't go take the vaccine. You got, you know, there's something wrong with you. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? That just means I'll be spending a little more time with Jesus.
Right.
It'll just be me and
him. That's
it's
right.
Like it's been for a long
but, yeah,
time.
It's like.
I'll just keep the fellowship close. It'll get closer.
Right. Right.
Oh, gosh, girl, it's been great. I'm so glad
yes.
you came on and shared that.
Yes, I heard you talk about it. I didn't know about them. Bring it up or not, but it just came out. So yeah, I'm glad you said it early when you first came on, and I was like, when you said, I thought about what I was just watching today, actually. But yeah, and so I'm glad, you know, I had an opportunity to share it with everybody who's listening, and they can share it with somebody else. But yeah, it's not what people think it is, and there are people, like you say, doing it out of fear, and some people think they've educated themselves on it enough to go ahead and get it, but it's not of God, and it's an abomination to the Lord. So. People don't know that, and for those who try to tell, even on my job, I mean, I've had trying to be convinced that I should, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, Renee. These are the side effects. I'm like, that doesn't matter. I'm not getting it. It doesn't matter if what mild side effects or
right.
the stuff that
right.
you get when you go get it. You know, I already know I'm not taking it. So, you know, that's their choice,
yeah.
I guess, like you say. But you know, all you can do is. Give them the message, and they don't receive it.
That's it. That's it.
You know?
I mean, that's it. And,
yeah.
You know, I've been exposed to people who've had COVID, and I didn't know it. But, you know, like I've had, I've taken, you know, I've pretty much over the last few years, I've been taking a lot of, you know, like vitamins and even D. And I had at one time was taking zinc even before this. And, you know, I just really think that, you know, God, He will protect His people, and, you know, like I said, it's just because I were to take it, it wouldn't mean I, you know, doesn't stop me from, you know, being, you know, accessing it or getting it, you know. So
right.
what's the point of doing that, you know? So it doesn't make any sense.
And they say
yeah.
you can't go around your family, your friends, and all that stuff. I'm like, you can't go around your family and friends. You can't hug. You can't do this. I'm like, my family been doing this since it started. I live by myself. But it's like 12 of us in my family, 11 of us. We have gathered at my parents' house, which we all wear our mask stuff in the public where we working and stuff. But when we get together,
right.
you know, we've been together. So how are you telling me I can't hug my family? I'm hugging right now. I'm talking to them right now. So how are you telling me I can't do this? That's what I don't get. You know, so
yeah.
they condition people to say, oh, no, you can't talk to your friend. You can't go over this house. You can't be here, can't be there. But I'm already there at my family's house. I'm already talking to my family. So why are you telling me we have to go get a vaccine just to see each other, just to be able to see somebody?
Right.
No.
And that's kind of extreme.
Something...
I mean, when you're going to, yeah, that's kind of extreme. You're going to tell me how to live my life with my family. That means that the government is involving themselves at an extent that they have no right. You know, that's an extreme thing. When you come into my household or you come into my family mm-hmm. and you tell me how to live my life with my family. That's getting a little extreme. And I can see out in the workforce, I work from home, but I can see out in the workforce, you know, you having to do that. And when you go out in public, you know, restraints that you have that we abide
right.
by. But I don't want the government coming in telling me how to live in my house, you know,
right.
or with my family.
Right.
I don't want to give you that kind of authority. You don't have that kind of authority. And why would I want
right.
to give you that kind of authority? And so we can see where this is headed to. I mean, you can actually kind of see the writing on the wall, so to speak. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can see if anyone has any discernment, you will be able to discern there's something, as the old people would say, there's something not clean in this milk.
Right. Is there?
You know,
that's right.
Old people say it's a fly in that milk. There's something not too clean about that milk.
Something in the water. Yeah.
Something in the water. It's got something going on. And so if we
right.
can kind of, we better use our discernment about some of this stuff. They don't call us crazy, y'all. You know, everybody's kind of connected to PGN. Damn, I said, I'm crazy people over there. Well, you know, I'd be crazy for Jesus, you know. But they're going to say those folks are crazy. They, you know,
right.
they're not lining up to the establishment. You know, they're rebels. They're radicals.
Mm.
Yeah, we got to be radical for Christ. And I'm
right.
I got my mouth open and I'm talking and I'm thinking, God, you know, I'm believing and I'm trusting in you. And I just don't believe that, you know, this is by accident that we're talking about this tonight, because I didn't have no plans on talking about this at all. And that woman got me so fired. I have to tell you, Angela, that woman got me so fired up on the phone when she started
right.
talking that stuff. And I started, you know, I was really kind of getting agitated with her. And then I started, that's why I came on tonight saying, you know, I got to crucify this flesh.
Well, like Randy said the other night, there's righteous anger also. So it's righteous anger.
There you go. And
you
I
know?
Started thinking
so.
About what about Jesus when he went into the temple and he pulled
right.
that whip out and he started
what?
Turning
you know
over
what?
Those tables. He was agitated. He was upset with them folks. And she had got me a
that's
little upset about
said.
Like, I was like,
right.
No.
That's funny you said, because that's what he was saying in the documentary today, actually. He was angry. He said, I'm angry because nobody's telling people. So the same thing you're saying is what he was saying in his document that I was watching. So, yeah, it's a righteous anger because people, you know, going to lose their lives and people going to be cut off from God and they don't even know it. This thing is going to change your it's designed to change your DNA. That's the whole point, to separate you from God. And that's what the mark of the beast is coming behind. It's the same. It's lining up with the same thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's already... Right, and
preparing people to receive whatever we tell you to take.
Right,
because we know what's best for you. So,
right.
Anyway, I guess we better go on to other callers.
Okay, thank you so much, Angela.
Is there anything in particular you wanted prayer for?
Well, what I was calling to ask you about, that's what I was calling you for. You had told me this has been a little while ago, but you were saying that and my dad was being sick and stuff. You saying that the reason he was sick is because I had a calling on my life, like a ministry or something. Which I know I have a ministry, I'm sure, but I didn't understand how could my calling have him be sick? Because the way you told me was like he's been attacked because you have a calling, and that it stayed in my mind. It's been probably maybe over a year or so ago, but. I was asking God about it. I still don't kind of understand, you know, if I have a call in my life and why is my dad suffering, you know. I didn't understand what that meant. But you told me that. It's been a good little while ago, but I just wonder
maybe not so much about, you know, calling him to suffer, but just, you know, a lot of times, things happen around us to draw attention away from what God is calling us to. How is he?
Yeah. He's doing a lot better. He had a doctor appointment the other day. He's doing better, but he's got to start by taking the shots and stuff. And he's better than what he was. He's still not off the, you know, medicine and stuff for diabetes, but he's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing okay. And you all. Prayer,
well, we
I'm
just
sure gotta
believe God to heal him, you know, because a lot of times, not so much that he is the I mean, it's kind of like the enemy will kind of use situations and circumstances in our life to like draw us away from what God is calling us to. You know, like I have some situations in my life that, you know, if I focused in on those things a lot, it would take me away from God. You know, it would draw me to give all my attention and everything to that particular situation instead of, you know, turning it to God and still it being my focus as far as prayer, but I would be so wrapped up in the flesh part of it, which I can't do anything with when I'm in the flesh. But, you know, sometimes situations happen that kind of draw us away from, and the enemy could be using different things in our life to try to draw us away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, because he knows that, you know, we'll start giving attention sometimes more to that in a way that's in the flesh, because we are supposed to give attention to it in the spirit, to give God that thing and let him have it. Us being in the flesh, sometimes we'll take on that thing more than we should in the flesh. And so, but I don't remember what I said exactly, but I don't think it had anything with punishing your dad or anything like that, because you're in the ministry or he's calling you to the ministry. It's just sometimes the enemy will try to use things to kind of get our attention to keep us distracted from where God is really calling us.
Right. Okay.
So you understand?
Well,
I don't know if I made that clear or not.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, you are welcome, and we'll continue to pray for your dad, and praise God. I'm glad he's doing better.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Me too. So. My dad is 73. I think he's 73.
He's not that old.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, what's his name? Let's just pray for him now. What's his name?
Okay, his name is David.
David. Father, we just thank you for David's life tonight. We just thank you, Lord, for you preserving him. And, Lord, we thank you for strengthening him. And even, Lord, thank you for Angela for being in his life, Lord, that something that she says, something that she does, how she lives her life, how she represents you, God, just will invigorate her dad to just realize that his hope is in God. And it doesn't matter what the doctors say, it doesn't matter what anybody says, but his whole deliverance and his health is in the hand of God, who has authority over all things. And so, Lord, I just thank you as Angela begins to be, you know, when she's around her dad, that he'll see something in her that will cause her to be, him to be strengthened, that he will continue to look to you, God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. And, Lord, that he will realize that he is the one that brings health and brings life. And so we thank you for David tonight. We thank you for Angela and her relationship with her father. Lord, I just thank you for the relationship she has with him. And, Lord, I thank you that it'll be a relationship that will just be a sense of inspiration for him, and that will glorify God in all things. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we thank you for her life. We thank you for the things that you're calling her to do. And, Lord, we thank you for her dad being a part of it and doing and being who he's been called to be in you. We just give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so
much.
Amen.
All right, thank you. Okay. And thank you for sharing. I'm going to look for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, please do.
All right.
Yes,
all right. Have a good
okay.
one.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
Right. Good night. God bless. All right. Amen. Amen. So we're going to move on down to 709-500. And who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jessica from Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the first name again?
Yeah. Duster.
Duster? And you're in Canada?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in from Canada tonight. And I think, like I said, I think you said Dust. Is it Dustin or Duster?
So Dustin.
Dustin.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. And, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your manservant. We thank you, Lord, for the calling of God that's on his life. And, Lord, we just thank you for him being, you know, strengthened even in times of sorrow. We thank you for him being strengthened in times of weariness, where he feels like, you know, there's just there's just so much barrenness around him, just so much barrenness. There's so much that's going on that it just seems like it's dry and it's barren, and it doesn't seem like it's producing a whole lot of fruit. And sometimes it just feels like it's like a dust storm that's just blowing in, blowing in, blowing in, blowing in, and you don't see any manifestation or any rivers flowing in the desert, in the barren land. But God, I just see you kind of as walking through, you know, this particular season of life, and it's some stuff that's come like a strong wind that's just trying to blow you over. But in spite of all that's happening and things that aren't happening, it's like I just see you just treading on, you just keep on going. You just keep on going. And so, Lord, I thank you for giving him, fortifying him and strengthening him, and, you know, just that he will continue to stay on the straight and narrow. I see the straight and narrow, the straight and narrow. There is a broad way. But God, I thank you that he is choosing and he's looking to stay on the straight and narrow. And the straight and narrow, it can be sometimes it appears to be difficult, but I just see that there's some stuff that, you know, trying to just cause you to just like not stay on the straight and narrow, but you're trudging on. So, Lord, I thank you tonight for him being fortified to just move on. And I thank you, Lord, that he is walking this thing out, not by what he sees, but by the Spirit of God leading him and guiding him into all truth. And we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So how's it going tonight? And how's it going? And would you like prayer for anything in particular?
Yes, just praying for a job. I'm looking for a job.
For a job? Okay, what kind of job are you looking for?
Yes. Basically mining or tree, because that's what I studied at school.
Okay, let me take you off speaker because I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hold on. Maybe I can hear you better. Now, what did you say?
For a job in mining or industry.
Mining?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, how have you tried to pursue this particular occupation? What are you doing?
So I just finished school. I had a job in mining, but my contract was cut short because of the pandemic, and actually just looking for a new one.
Okay, all right. So you have training and skills in this particular occupation.
Yes.
Amen. All right. So, Lord, we just thank you for divine appointments. We thank you, Lord, for Duster. We thank you for him having divine. Appointments, Lord. We just thank you for placing people in his path that will help him access what he needs to be in this position and in occupation in this field, God. We thank you, Lord, for orchestrating his steps. Like I said, I just saw, you know, it's been some hard ground, stuff blowing over you and trying to cause you to kind of, you know, buckle the knee and fall. But even though strong winds have blown and blown and blown and blown, it's like you just continue to just tread on. So, Lord, we just thank you as he continues to tread on in the direction that you're leading him, that, Lord, he will run right slap dab into the purpose and the plan that you have for his life, that, Lord, as long as he stays on course, as long as he looks to you, as long as he continues to listen to you for guidance and for you leading him in the direction that he needs to go. We just thank you, God, that he will run right slap dab into the place and the position that he needs to make connection to do and to get the job that he is looking for and that you would want him to have. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that in advance. We thank you, Lord, that he will not be swayed to the left or the right. But, Lord, when he gets up in the morning, he will ask you, Lord, what is it and what direction he needs to go in, and he will be sensitive to hear your voice and understand where you're leading him and how you're guiding him. And, Lord, with that, I just believe that you cannot go wrong. I just cannot believe that if you are going to be listening and following what God is calling you to do, I don't believe you're going to miss it. I believe you're going to, because you, as long as you are listening to God and as long as you are focused in on what he wants from you and what he wants you to do, I would say, I don't know, I just feel like I want to, since telling you, just take God out of the box. You know, let him be free to do whatever he needs to do in your life because he knows what's best for us. And so, I don't know, it's just have a out of the box thing going on with God. Like, God, whatever it is you want for me, however you want me to do this thing, or however you want me to come at this situation with this job, just show me and I'll do it. And so, you know, he's an out-of-the-box kind of God. I mean, he's not regimented. He's not, you know, has to go a particular way or fashion or, you know, he's not like that at all. He's a God who is, he's creative, and he can do things however he wants to do it. So just be willing to do whatever God tells you to do when he gives you some information. And it may sound a little wacky or a little crazy, but, hey, just say, well, if this is what I'm hearing from God, this is what I'm going to do, because at the end of it all, he's got the blessing. And so we just thank you, God, for that, and we just ask you that you'll continue to enlighten him and show him what you want him to do in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything you want to share with us?
No.
No, okay. All right, well, we're so glad you called in, and, yeah, I talked to you before, Duster, and I'm glad you're able to call in. Do you call in much to the show, different shows?
Yes, I do, usually on Wednesday, on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, great. Well, we're just going to stand in agreement with you, and you just stand in faith, believing that whatever God has for you, you're going to get it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you for calling, and we look forward to hearing about whatever else God is going to do. And if you, of course, if you need prayer, just feel free to continue to call in, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Amen, amen. That is good. That is real good. All the time. All right, let's go here to, I think that was 7. All right, let's go to the next caller, which is 920279.
Can you hear me? 920279? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And who am I speaking with?
Ann from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ann. You know, Ann, I was listening to you the other night. I love your accent.
Thank you.
What kind of accent is it?
I don't know. I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay, well, I haven't met anybody from Wisconsin, so maybe that's why I like that accent. I'm trying.
That's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of hilarious anyway. I'm that kind of person. I'm kind of hilarious. I was listening to you the other night when you were talking to Prophet Randy, and I was like, I was waiting to remember, like, where you were from, and then you said Wisconsin. I was like, oh, wow, I love her accent. Did you know you had an accent, Anne?
No, I don't. I don't know that I do.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I have a friend from Australia that I talk to, and he pokes fun at me, too.
He did what
he
now?
He pokes fun at me. When he calls me over Facebook, I'll go, hello, and he'll go, hello. And he's from Australia, so he is doing a Wisconsinite accent, and I just laugh at him, you know.
Well, I've never known anybody from Wisconsin, so I guess that's why I did, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
So, anyway, maybe you've been talking with your Australian friend for so long that it's kind of rubbed off you?
No. No. You're funny. Maybe God wanted me to call for you, you know, so you could laugh or something.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love laughter. I think I was on the phone with somebody so long, these people are starting to drop off. It's like, what is she doing? Hey, listen, there are quite a few of you all on here. So if you want prayer, I'm just going to say while I've got Ann on the phone, please press 1, and I'll be able to pray with you. And maybe you just want to listen. I don't know. But anyway, and let me just pray with you. Father God, we just thank you tonight for Ann, and we just thank you for just restoration and an abiding peace with you. It's almost like, you know, you just kind of stay there. You're just not going to leave. You love the presence of God. You love what God does when he speaks to you. You love what happens when you are in fellowship with him. And you get such, like, it's just like it feeds you just in such a way that, you know that you've been with him. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you for that with Anne. I thank you, Lord, for your presence that she just loves to be in your presence. She loves to know that you're with her and that you're abiding with her and that you're taking care of her, and she gets great peace out of knowing that she has that kind of relationship with you. So, Lord, I just pray that she continues to just bask in your presence. She continues to just absorb your peace, Lord, so that when the storms of life come upon her and it tries to invade her space, it can't penetrate to the desire that it wants to, because she's already incubated in your presence and in your peace, God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that she is, I just saw Ian, like, you know how a baby just kind of like just sucks what it needs from the mother? And so I kind of see that's like what you are with Christ. You just suck what you need, you know. And when the time gets where it looks like the resources, you just suck what you need from Christ, because he's ever present. He's with you, and you gravitate toward that. And Lord, I just thank you that no matter what happens, she has an understanding of how to get in that place with God. She has an understanding how to be in the presence to receive whatever it is she needs for that particular situation or circumstance, and not to even be swayed by men's opinion and what they think and what they do and what they don't do. Why? Because she's too absorbed into the things that God has called her to be worried about anything that's outside of that. So, Lord, we just thank you for Anne tonight. We thank you for your love for her and her devotion to you, and we just give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, Anne, is there anything in particular you want to share or did you want prayer for?
Yeah, for my ex-husband, just that we could lift him to the Lord, and it's just not a good situation, so, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, hold on a second. Let's see. I'm trying to see what I'm... Okay, so... You want prayer for your ex-husband? You said is he okay or?
Well, I don't know. He is an alcoholic, so he's been through detox twice. They told him there's not going to be a third time. So, and I talked to him today, and I'm not so sure what's happening there. And I know I had gotten some phone calls from my family wondering what's going on. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to share his name? Do you want to share his name?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'm just going to ask our callers, if you're listening, and be in agreement with us as we begin to pray for Anne's ex-husband. And so, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, because we know that Anne is not still connected with her ex-husband for, you know, this isn't just by accident that she's connected and knows what's going on. So, Lord, I believe that you have her connected for this season and this time because he's in need of some direction and some prayer and for you to intervene in this situation. So, God, right now we lift up Anne's ex-husband and we lift him up, Lord. We just ask that, Lord, you just begin to just deposit there, you know, things that he's heard, things that he's seen. It's almost like I see right now, like, I don't know, it's almost like there's, like, things that he's heard, things that he's seen being brought back to his mind that are related to the things of God, the power of God, the things you may not even know about, but things that he has seen or somehow heard, and he's thought about it. He's entertained it, but it's almost like, I don't know, like it didn't really take root. So, God, I just thank you, Lord, as he begins to just begin to focus in on some things, some seeds that have been planted in his life, that he will be able to just get a better grip of who you are, the kind of God that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you're someone that loves him, that cares for him, that you're not some mystical being that's just out there floating around in the galaxy somewhere, but you are ever-present God in the time of trouble, God, that you are real. That he will know and come to an understanding that you are a real God. You're not some fantasy that somebody made up in their mind and they just decided to just say this is who God is. No, he will come to an understanding. You will begin to see some things that and understand some things that God is who he said he is and who he says that he is right now. And that he is real, and he is a healer, and that he is a deliverer. And this isn't somebody's fantasy. This is a real God, hallelujah, that is able to extend to you help, with ability, a changing of heart and mind. He's a real God. So, Lord, I just thank you as he begins to think on some things that he has come in contact before with and kind of just kind of brushed it off, that you're bringing it back to his attention, that he will realize this is real. This God is real. He is a deliverer. He does love me. He does care for me. He is the one that I need to be looking to. He's the one who can save and set me free and have me walk in a way that is pleasing unto him. But, Lord, I thank you as you begin to stir up, my God, stir it up, Jesus. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, stir it up. Hallelujah. That he will be able to access the things that you have for him, that he can walk in a way that is upright before you. And we thank you for healing coming forth as he begins to gravitate toward the things of God, and he begins to look and see that God, taste and see that the Lord, he is good and he's real. Thank you for placing people in his path, God. Thank you for Ann that's praying and standing in the gap for him. Thank you, God, that you are continuing to move in his heart to massage it and make it pliable again.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And as his heart becomes pliable, seed will be sown to strengthen his faith in the God
Hallelujah.
That is not a fantasy but is real. Hallelujah. A real God. A God
Hallelujah.
Who is who he says he is. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for Anne. And thank you for her love and her compassion. And we give you glory. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anything you want to share tonight, Ann?
No, not tonight. But thank you. Thank you for praying.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm glad I had you had some laughter coming out.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I think you know what, Ann? I don't know. I think maybe that was good medicine for you tonight.
I think it was, too. Actually, I literally have been crying off and on all day today since 8 o'clock this morning. So,
that was medicine.
I
just think that was medicine for you.
Yeah, I there was a friend that had passed away yesterday that – you know, a childhood friend that, you know, even after I had gotten married, he was best friends with my husband when I was married. And yeah, he passed away yesterday. And so I think some people that told me kind of thought that I was all cold about it, like I didn't care, but that wasn't the point. I had just got off a really busy shift from 2 to 8, and I had all these phone calls, and I didn't know what was going on, and I was so tired, you know, and I'm like, oh, really? And I guess when I woke up this morning, I heard some stuff on the Christian Family Radio, and I'm like, oh, this is not getting any better. And then I was late for work, and I don't know. And then I took a ride this afternoon after work, and I don't know. It seems like I really love going for rides and talking to the Lord, you know, on road trips, just even if it's an hour out of my city or whatever. I like to go alone the majority of the time because, like, I can pray in my prayer language for super long time.
Right.
And so I have no distractions, you know, because I'm not on the phone or whatever. And I just was weeping and I walked into a Perkins in a different city from me after I was thinking about what happened, and not necessarily about the man passing away, but for his wife. You know, she was gone, and she came home, and she just found him, you know, keeled over and passed away. And I don't know, I guess it brought back memories, because when you're first married and you hang out with people and stuff, you know, and I don't know. And they were still married and I'm divorced. And I think in such a way now it hurt my heart, because she was going to have to feel what I felt like getting a divorce, you know. And I guess it just broke my heart, you know.
Yeah. Well, praise God. Well, God wanted to bring you some joy tonight, you know. He had me acting crazy, and you started cracking up.
Yeah. It's okay. Thank you so much.
Had me being silly. Had me, I was being silly, and I had you laughing. But you know, we never know how God is working out. You know, God is just awesome. He knows everything about us, and, you know, he loves us, and whatever he can do, it's like sometimes I know, like, when you're going through some rough stuff, and, you know, I can be sitting here and, you know, may not be in the best of, like, spirit as far as, like, you know, feeling like things are working out, and then something crazy will happen, or something funny will happen, or I'll have the grandkids over, and then it just kind of takes my mind away from, you know, that thing. And God knew exactly what to do. You know, he knew exactly what to do. I had somebody tell me recently, and I really believe they heard from the Lord when they said this to me. And, you know, I'm divorced too. And I was thinking about that today. Last year we weren't together, and then we got divorced, but so I've been pretty much by myself as far as a single woman for 9 years without any type of relationship with anybody of the opposite sex. I mean, and I was like, you know, I need some joy sometimes. I need some laughter sometimes. I need somebody to, like, make me smile. So this person told me, they said, you know, I was talking to them, and, you know, they were the opposite sex. But anyway, they said to me, they said, well, the Lord just wanted me, I wanted you to know that the Lord told me that he just wanted me to help bring a smile to your face. And I was so touched by that. I was so touched. It was almost like God was saying, I care about you so much, I just want you to smile sometimes. You know, I smile a lot anyway, but I guess it was almost like this person kind of was used by God and to let me know God can care. He is concerned about me having a smile on my face.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by that. I was so touched. It was so...
Yeah.
It was so real, so special. Like God, he just wanted me to help bring a smile to your face. God wanted me to do that. He didn't say, I want to bring a smile to your face. It was like God says he wants to use me to help bring a smile to your face. And I was like, oh, God, you love me that much, you know, that you just want to see me smile. Oh, isn't that precious? Look at the God that he serves.
I know.
He loves us.
Yeah.
He loved us like nobody else could ever love us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were talking in church today about the generosity of God. You know, how we can be a little stingy and hold back from God and, you know, not give to promote the things of God. And, you know, he was like, God is so generous. He gave his only son because he loved us. We know that. We've heard it before. We've heard it over and over again. But it just, the way he said it today was like the generosity of God. You know, because he loves us. He gave everything because he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And it just penetrated my being when I heard it put like that, the generosity
mm-hmm.
of Christ when he laid
mm-hmm.
down his life for us.
Oh, yeah.
He loves us. Oh, yep. My Lord. I mean, just him saying it like that, the generosity. He gave everything. We want to be stingy and hold back a few dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But and then he talked about how the widows came with her two mites. And, you know, all these people were coming. Jesus was observing how they gave. But he didn't say anything
mm-hmm.
about anybody but the woman who didn't have much to give. But she
mm-hmm.
gave it, and he gave it all. She gave what she had.
Yep.
That's what God, he gave what he had. He gave his son because he
mm-hmm.
loved us.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Thank you.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. He, if we could just ever just let the love of God penetrate
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in us, I think we would just have a whole different mindset about things.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go after God in a whole different way if we could just absorb the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Just soak in it. Just bask in it. Just dwell in it. The love of God. My God, we love you. We love you with, and our love can never compare
yes.
to what your love is for us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because you gave it all.
Oh.
You gave it all.
Yeah.
For somebody who wasn't even, we weren't worthy. But you made us worthy. And Jesus gave his life to make us worthy. Oh,
yes.
What a love. What a love.
Oh.
What a love. What a love. What a love. My
hallelujah.
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 Woo! My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo! So I'm so glad that I could bring a little joy to your life tonight, Anne.
Yes. Thank you, Angela Joy.
Oh, you are so welcome. All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you again soon, and we're just going to believe with you that, you know, your ex-husband will begin to gravitate toward the things of God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, and we thank you for his healing. All right, Anne, well, you be blessed, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, thank you. You have a wonderful week. God bless you.
All right, thank you. You too. All right, God bless you. Amen. God is good. Yes, he is. All right. He is just so good. All right, let's go here to, 478-233, and who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Janice from Georgia.
Hi, Janice from Georgia. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Janice. I'm doing good. I'm just enjoying the presence of God. Amen. I'm enjoying the presence of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for Janice tonight. We thank you for the sweet aroma of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you for the sweet aroma of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for it resting on her life, Lord. Resting. The sweet aroma. The sweet aroma. You know, one thing about a sweet aroma, Janice, is that people like to smell sweet aromas. Nobody wants to smell any foul odors, you know.
Right.
We are attracted to sweet aromas. And I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing, though. The enemy, he hates a sweet aroma. Because he's
foul and he's stinking. Ha. Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, but those who love the presence of God love a sweet aroma. Those who have a desire to come to the Lord, they are drawn to a sweet aroma. But anything that is not of God is not attracted to a sweet aroma. What is not of God is attracted to something foul. And so I don't know what that means, Janice, but I want you to be encouraged that when you walk with a sweet aroma, it's pleasing unto the nostrils of God, but it will be a foul odor to the enemy, and he don't want it. And so I don't know what that means. All I know is that there might be some situations that are people that are around you, that things, I mean, you're just wondering, why is this like this with these people? Well, just realize that they're not attracted to a sweet aroma, because they're attracted to what's foul, and you're carrying something different than what they want to smell.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And so don't be perplexed by it. Don't be thrown off by it. Just realize you don't carry anything that attracts something that's not of God. You carry what is pleasing unto God. And if what others are attracted to is foul odors, then just pray for them. But you don't have to come over to their side. But just realize you will have some negative effect, or that sweet aroma won't be something they want to be around.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Lord, I just thank you tonight that she continues to walk with you. She continues to carry your presence. She continues to carry the presence and the fragrance of God and not be concerned about those who are not attracted to it. But, Lord, she'll just pray for her. And she'll just know that she's called to do what she's been called to do. And in spite of what the enemy says and whatever he does, she's not changing her fragrance. She's going to continue to be the fragrance and the aroma of God in her situation and circumstance. She's going to walk in.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
With the fragrance and the presence of God. And some folks just ain't going to like it, but it's just too bad. We'll just pray for them, and we'll just keep going, and we'll just keep on being sweet and smelling good. Because guess what?
Yes.
That's what Jesus is. He was the rose of Sharon. My God, he smells good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, so we just thank you for that. That is a very interesting word. I can't say I can remember giving anything quite like that, but glory be to God.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Janice.
You.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Janice, anything you want to share with us?
No.
Anything you want
I
prayer for?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
That's all.
So what do you think about that word?
Woo. Just thanking him for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is so awesome. Yes, he is. He is so awesome.
Awesome. Yes, it
awesome.
Is.
Yes, amen. You're welcome, and I thank God you were able to get in and call. You know, I could talk to you tonight. So, you know, just keep on calling, and we'll keep on standing in agreement with you. Amen?
Okay. Okay, I appreciate it. You have a nice weekend, a nice week.
Thank you. I'm speaking it forth in Jesus' name.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, good night.
Good night.
Amen. God is good. God is good. All right, so we're moving on down. So we're going to go to 720-620. And who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Veronica from Colorado.
Hi, Veronica from Colorado. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, and so good to hear from you, and thank God that, you know, you were able to call in tonight, and so we just thank God for Veronica. I don't know, Veronica, I saw, when I heard your voice, I saw like a platform, and you were on a platform, and I just saw a platform, and I saw you on a platform, and
that's all. I called to ask God to confirm that.
Oh, really?
Amazing. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just like a, and it looked like it was a pretty nice size platform. And you were doing some things that had to do with ministry, and I don't know. That's basically all I saw. I just feel the presence of God right now.
Glory to God.
Yeah, I just, and that's all I saw. So I really can't say anything else. So you want to share with, you know, anything you want to share about that?
No, I just been praying for God to open the door for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Lord staying at church. But
okay.
I had to have a confirmation because you guys are the mouth of the Lord.
Oh wow! I mean, yeah, that's basically all I saw. But I will say that I do sense that you know God has, you know, assignments for us in the earth, and He has a work for us, and He has a work for you. And you know, when I saw that platform, I just basically knew that was God's work that you were doing. It wasn't like you were up there doing something other than that. You know, that's what you were up there for. And so we just thank God for that. So, Lord, we just thank you for the timing. We thank you for doors opening. We thank you for the orchestration of the Holy Spirit to direct and to lead and to guide. And we thank you, Lord, that many, many, many lives will be touched. My God, many lives will be touched because of her obedience. So walk in the way that you called her to walk, to go through the doors that you called her to go through, for you orchestrating, leading, guiding, and showing her where to be and how to be and where to show up and where to be and who to contact or whose path she's supposed to cross. God, we thank you for this coming to pass in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we speak to the word. We speak the word of the Lord over her life, that it shall become manifest in Jesus' name. My God, for the calling of God, the anointing of God, the word of God lets us know that the gifts will make room for themselves. Your gift will make room for you, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place already prepared because your gift has made room for it. So we just thank you for this. We thank you for this confirmation that she's received. And, Lord, we thank you that she will stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Not look at the conditions or situations or circumstances, but will stay encouraged because she knows that God has opened something up to her that He is going to make sure that it comes to pass. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless
Thank you
very
you,
much.
Veronica.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Anything else?
I have a breathing problem. But I don't know what it is. Breathing. Like shortness of breath.
Uh-huh. So you say
and
you don't know what it is. Have you ever tried? You haven't been to the doctor for it or anything, have you?
I went last month, and it was an asthma attack. And now I got it again. And but I think this one are panic attacks, not asthma attacks. So I feel like I have fear somewhere, but I don't. It's not true.
So have you always known that you had asthma?
I had it 22 years ago, and the Lord healed me for 21 years. I never had asthma no more for 21 years.
So when did it try to start appearing again?
In December, February, and now April.
That's really something. So so it hadn't been for like 21 years. That is wow.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. The devil is a liar. My God, the devil is a liar. And we just come against every foul, wicked attack of the enemy that will try to hinder, stop, or block what you are bringing her into in this season. My God, we curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You are a liar. You do not have authority over her. You cannot bring something that is not of God to her. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, as Veronica rises up to another place and another level of authority as she begins to speak against this thing and call it out and call it finished in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. The devil is a liar. He has no place and no rights to her in Jesus' name. So, God, we just thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, as she begins to speak the word of God over her life every day. She rises up and she thanks you in advance for the complete healing of this situation and her deliverance from it in Jesus' name. We're not accepting any kind of thing from the enemy that will try to hinder and stop what God is bringing forth in her life in this season at this time. You are a liar. You're not going to get any kind of credit here to try to take away what God is doing in her life. We thank you, Lord, for that complete healing to come forth in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just ask that any type of stress, any stresses, anything that's causing this thing to flare up or try to take root in her, we curse it at the root in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Everything that be not of God loosed from her right now in Jesus' name. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor. We thank you in advance for all that you're doing and are about to do in her life. And the devil, you have got to go in Jesus' name. This is not of God. This is not of God. It's something that's trying to attach itself to hinder what God is about to do. So we give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, and we thank you in advance for what you've done and what you're doing in Veronica's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I love your laughter, Veronica. You know,
thank you.
I'm thinking about my other caller. Your laughter is, there's just something about your laughter that, I don't know. Oh, I just got chills when I said it. There's just something about your laughter. You just laugh at the devil. You just begin to laugh at the devil, and you begin to let him know, I have the joy of the Lord. It is my strength. I will persevere with it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just laugh him out of the situation. Laugh him up out of the situation. You've got to go. Are you kidding, devil? You've got to go. You just laugh him right on up out of the situation. You know, just like the other caller with the fragrance. It's something about your laughter just will irritate the devil. It just will irritate him, where he would thought you would be dragging around looking all kind of, making all kind of faces and looking all out of whack. You just, he's going to be disappointed. You start laughing at him, and then you, are you kidding? Huh? No, it ain't working like you think you want it to work. You need to laugh at him. Laugh at him. There's power. There's something. There's an anointing in your laughter. Glory to God. Jesus, you begin to laugh. Just laugh. You think you got it? No, you're mistaken.
Amen.
There's something about your laughter. Glory be to God. That will just, it just irritates the enemy. He doesn't want you to have joy. He doesn't want you to walk in an assurance of knowing who you are. Just laugh him to shame. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
All right,
God bless
you. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Amen. You know what? Oh, I'm taking a deep breath. I'm just amazed at God. I don't know. I'm just amazed at God. God is so awesome. He's so awesome. Okay. Let me see. I don't know if I hit a wrong button or something. But anyway. See which numbers. Okay, so that number I've got, 8, 17, that one's gone. Well, who do I have on here? Hey, y'all, I got so caught up in what God was doing till I just kind of lost. Okay, so I'm going to go here to 828-989. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi.
You all right
you?
Tonight? I'm doing good.
I'm enjoying the show.
Great. I am so glad because the show's about over. I've got it. Yeah, I'm so glad that you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for Jennifer tonight. And we thank you for your abiding love and peace that you are, I don't know, it's like, I hear the word cloak, like you're cloaking her with an abiding love and a peace to just, it's almost like, you know, like when you go out in certain types of weather and you need certain types of garments to wear so that you're protected from the elements and that if it's raining, you're going to have a raincoat. If it's cold, you're going to have, like, you know, a heavy coat. You know, hot, you're going to have maybe not a whole lot of stuff on, but you might have an umbrella. And it's like, you know, God's abiding peace and love, he's equipping you to walk through every season with a garment that he places on you to weather every storm or every season that you go through. And it's because of his love that he has, that he's wrapped you in, that it's equivalent to a garment that is suited for every situation and everything that you have to encounter, every condition, every climate change, everything. So it's like God is saying, I'm giving her what she needs for whatever it is she has to go through. I will equip her with a garment. Even if she needs to praise, there's the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And so just be comforted knowing that regardless of what it looks like or no matter how heated or cold the situation might be, God has something that he's wrapped his garment on you, and you will be protected from the elements, even as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They walked through the fiery furnace, and they came out not even smelling like the stench of smoke that they had been in. Why? Because they had Jesus walking with them, and he had covered and prepared them to come out smelling like they didn't even go through what they went through. So, God, I thank you for that, for Jennifer. I thank you, Lord, that you have equipped her to go through whatever it is she has to go through. And when she comes out, she's coming through with the garments that you've given her to wear, and she's coming out protected, and she's coming out knowing that she made it through, and she doesn't even have the residue of what she was going through on her. So we just give you the praise for that. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank so
you,
how
Jesus.
Are you tonight?
Very tired. Very tired. Just weary. Just, wanting, you know, I've been in the fire for a long time. So I hope he is pulling me out soon. So I hope that was confirmation.
Well, I pray God it is. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, yeah, we go through, and it's like, you know, God was saying, you know, through all these situations, you know, he's giving you the covering that you need to come out. And, yeah, I think, well, I don't even know what I said. I said something about, I don't know, seems like it was something I said. I can't even remember now. But, you know, yeah, going through and not even coming out with the residue on you of what you went through, but you know he's protecting you, and not only protecting you through these things, but he's also giving you the ability to come through. You know, because he's equipping you with that. He's equipping you.
Yes.
And seasons can be long. They can be long. Yes, they can.
Yes, it's been very long.
Anything in particular you want to get prayer for?
Just the strength and discipline to do what he's asked me to do for the next few weeks. You know, that I would, that I would have the strength to do it.
Okay, amen, amen.
Let's
so
follow through.
Okay. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. And we know that she knows, and I know, that we cannot rely on our own strength to do things that really in the natural would be impossible for us to do. So we do lean to you. We do lean to you, God. And we do know, God, that you are a God who shows up, even when it looks like it's the final hour or final minute or final second. We know you show up. You show up, God. You show up. And so, Lord, I just pray that you will give Jennifer wisdom and give her insight on how to rest in you. Because when we know you're going to show up, there is no need for us to do anything but just wait on you, God, and not even wrestle in our mind or in our being as far as how things are going to be done or what's going to be done or how we're going to do it, because we have chosen to rest in you, because the enemy will want to zap us of our strength. But when we are resting in you, he can't touch that. He can't touch us because we've given it over to Christ. So, Lord, I thank you tonight that she will learn to turn it over, and this striving that is going on that's causing her to tire will cease because she will begin to rest in you. And, Lord, I thank you because I can understand this type of thing. I finally in a situation, I got to that place of resting in you. I was weary, I was tired, and I was doing things, and it seems like nothing was happening. And then it just like all of a sudden, after just really seeking you, I was able to just rest in you. And the situation doesn't seem to have changed yet for the person in that situation, for their betterment. But I believe sometimes things will look like they're worse before they're better, but it doesn't mean that God isn't in it. So, God, I just thank you, Lord, that she will grab hold of that and understand that even though it may look one way, it doesn't mean that God isn't working it out for our good. It doesn't mean that he's not in control. It doesn't mean that he's not doing what's necessary. We just have to completely give it to him so we don't tire ourselves out in the time, in that time, but we'll give it to him. So, Lord, we just thank you for this, and we ask that you continue to just show her that you are God and that you are in control, and strengthen her, give her peace. And, Lord, I just thank you that the peace will just, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You would just pour over her, just pour over her, just pour over her. I just see like something just pouring over you, just pouring over her, saturating her, saturating her. Pour over her, God. Pour over her.
Thank you.
I just a flood, flooding you, saturating you, pouring over you, the peace of God, the rest. And Lord, let her begin to just bathe and soak in it, to absorb everything you're pouring over her, so that she will be refreshed and she will be renewed, and she can walk out of this place and this situation renewed and just, I don't know, just like you got a shot of something, you know, you just come out. My God, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for it, and we thank you, Lord, for her being open to receive instruction and insight and direction. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, there are times, you know, when we just, I don't know. I had a really, I claim it to be, even though I can't see it with my natural eye, but, you know, I had been dealing with a situation where, you know, I felt like I had just done everything. I mean, God knows, I just felt like I'd done what I was supposed to do, and even some, more than even what I think God wanted me to. And I just can't understand. I can't give explanation to how it happened, but it was almost like all of a sudden it was like I just said, God, I just totally commit this thing to you. This thing is wearing me, you know, thin. I'm getting tired. I'm feeling drained. And it was almost like God just said, I finally just gave it over. I just finally gave it over. And it was almost like the tiredness, the weariness of it just left me. And, you know, I started to feel a little funny about it because I thought, well, how can I be feeling so good about something that I haven't seen change yet? You know, like, I don't see a whole lot of change here, so why am I, you know, feeling, like, so light about this? And it was just like God said, because you gave it to me. You know, you gave it to me. And I've determined this time, you know, because I was going back picking it up. And I still pray about it. But I pray in a different way. I pray acknowledging that God is in control and that he's doing what he has to do. And I just thank you for it. So, Lord, we just thank you that these things will be done for your glory, and we just step aside and let you be God. We just step aside and let you be God. You know, that no man will be able to take the credit for it but you. No man will be able to accept, to take that credit. Nobody. It'll be nobody but God. And so, and sometimes, you know, Jennifer, my own personal situation is like, it's concerning an individual. And so there are times I always wanted to run to the aid of this individual, you know. And it was like the Holy Spirit said, you're not God. You know, you're not God. You can't always run to the situation and you're enabling the situation. Just let me have it. And I know how to do it. You know, I'll know how to work this thing out. So I'm just waiting for a season where I'm going to be able to just testify about how God will just come in and just rearrange things when we get up out of the way, you know. And so we just thank God for what he's doing, and I thank God that he's God.
Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for giving her an injection. And it's like a, I don't know, like I said, just give her an, give Jennifer an injection of just peace. And just, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Well, Jennifer, I do have, it looks like I have another caller in here. If you want your, if you want us to pray or you want me to pray with you, just press one and I'll be able to do that for you or with you. And it's been a good night. It's been a good night.
Yes.
Yeah.
God bless night. You. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great one, Jennifer. And
I'm
just believing God with you that whatever it is that you're expecting, it's done. We just thank you for it, and we just thank you for this, for just strength and peace. And
I just
thank God for you coming out of this.
Thank you. Jesus. Thank you. Jesus.
All right,
name.
Jennifer.
Thank you.
All
Amen.
Right. You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. You have a good one. Okay. And I put my glasses on. All right. So I have a couple of callers. Let's see. If you want prayer, please raise your hand. If not, we're going to be ending the show. And I'm just thankful that God, you know, he showed up tonight and he did some things. And, you know, God is, he's an awesome God. You know, I don't know what it is that you're looking for God to do, but I know he's a God that can do the impossible. When we think, when we believe that things are impossible, God makes it possible. And we can trust him. You know, he's the one who is there when no one else is there. You know, like I had mentioned earlier, you know, being alone and walking out the last, 9 years in the state that I'm in, you know, it's brought me closer to God. It's brought me to a place where, you know, he is my source. He is my help. He is my everything. And he causes people to, you know, come across my path that I know nothing of. You know, there are people who've entered my life that I didn't know anything about. And right on time they came, or, you know, situations came because, changed because I trusted in God, because I didn't have man to lean on. I didn't have anybody to lean on. The only thing I had was God. And I'm telling you, it has been a journey. It has been an experience to say that
I've walked in that place with God, where he's been, you know, my all in all, my everything. And still even today, you know, as the relationship has strengthened and has grown, I can attest that God is who he says he is. He's never failed me, and he won't fail us. Not when we, are connected with him and we love him and we have that relationship. And so I want you all who are listening, who's left, to be encouraged. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I can say, from my own personal experience, that God has never let me down, because he's been there when no one else was there. He is truly who he says he is. Well, I am going to end the show tonight. I don't see any more callers with their hands up. And I want to thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the earth with PGN. And, you know, stay tuned. You know, of course, Prophet Randy will be back tomorrow in the show. And I know we do have, I believe, I don't know who comes on a Monday night. Usually I'm working, and I work usually from 3:30 to about 1 or 2 in the morning Eastern time. And so I really miss a lot of the shows during the week. And I try to ease in and ease out if I can on lunch break or dinner break, whatever. But anyway, I want to thank you all for being a part of what God is doing here in the earth with PGN. This is Angela Joy from Georgia saying good night. And I want you to say a prayer for me and keep me in your thoughts. And also our founder, Prophet Randy, and those who minister, we pray for each other, all of us. We pray for each other. We need to keep each other lifted up in prayer. And we look forward to what God is going to do, and we're going to see it. We're going to see it happen. All right, so I'm saying good night for PGN Sunday Night Show. Angela Joy, you all be blessed.